Okay. Here we go. Now we can get started. Here is a chart that is Virgo in the third house. I really like this chart because it's very similar to my personal natal chart. I'm also a Cancer ascendant, and I also have a stellium in Virgo, third house. This chart has four planets in the third house. So I already know by just glancing at this chart, this individual is extremely analytical, right? Very left brain, very rational. There's just a lot of planetary forces in that third house, which is left brain, mental body development. And something else I noticed, because I'm also a Cancer ascendant, is this individual probably cried a lot as a child. Emotions were, I can remember as a Cancer, as a child, being a Cancer ascendant, that I had a hard time discerning what was my emotions and what was other people's emotions. But eventually grew and learned many aspects about myself, and I quit crying. But anyway, it's kind of funny to know that us Cancer ascendants, I wouldn't be surprised if this individual has blue eyes also. That's enough. I don't want to spend too much time comparing charts. Let's look at the overview of the ascendant, nadir, descendant, and midheaven. All right, consciousness of self is a easy label for the ascendant. Now, before we incarnate into this life, we actually choose our ascendant, because these are a set of qualities that we aim to develop, perfect, and radiate to our environment in order to support the evolution of humanity. Okay, Cancer ascendant qualities. So me and this individual, we will have a tendency to want to share and be more compassionate and caring towards others, and be more of service, as that's the consciousness of self. Now, the consciousness of others is the other polarity. All right, the awareness of our relationships. The nadir, that would be the subconscious realm, and the midheaven would be the conscious awareness. All right. Another snapshot of the bottom half of the chart is our subconscious realm. Top half of the chart, conscious level, or what I meant to say was objective perspective, and bottom half chart would be subjective perspective. Perspective. Now, I divide the chart up into four quadrants. All right. The first three houses are personal development. Houses four, five, and six, second quadrant. Third quadrant, social development. Seventh, eighth, and ninth house, career development. 10th, 11th, and 12th house. Here's a quick description of the houses. This is nice to know. Then the houses are the fields that hold space where the planets and signs operate. Okay. If we see a small house, like in this first and second house, that is small, less than 30 degrees, this is a pre-incarnation need. So this soul has arranged the chart to be this way because of previous lifetimes where this was a difficulty. All right. This is a difficulty to develop. So from a, we're just going to focus on the quadrants though, not houses. But this means that the first quadrant is small. Okay. Here is the chart divided up in 90 degrees for all four quadrants. And we can already see that the first quadrant and third quadrant are small. So there is more of a pre-incarnate need to try to balance the chart because quadrant two and quadrant four are already developed within the subconscious of this individual. That just means the individual could get quiet, channel their subconscious, and actually use the influences of the fourth, fifth, and sixth houses, or 10th, 11th, and 12th houses, to help balance out the overall chart. Because ultimately, we want to be right here in the center where key zero, the fool, is. That represents super consciousness. That's the divine spark within us. If we can dwell within that light within, then we will be centered with ourself, centered as self. All right. This particular chart, excuse me, I'm not going to go over all the asteroids, Crion, North Node, South Node, but I wanted you to be able to see the placements of these outer influences that we have. Okay. We're only going to focus on the 10 major planetary archetypes. And we're not going to worry about the aspects because all we want to focus on is the planet, zodiac sign, and houses. All right. The planets can represent the natural forces and faculties that are they are living intelligences, okay? They also are, we can look at them as future tense. So when we incarnate, where our 10 major players are, there are energies pointing in that direction that sort of guide us back to ourself. We use the zodiac signs as more of the influences of the planetary energies. Okay. And then the houses, again, are areas or fields where the planets and sign operate, the zodiac signs. In short, houses, past tense, zodiac sign, present moment, self-expression. Okay. Planets are future tense. That's where we will navigate towards in order to create the self-expression within the present moment, which will be, if we use the lifeline, which I'm not going to do in this video, but I do it in deeper astrology analysis. And when we look for patterns and compare it with our experiences, we use the lifeline, these planets become activated through our cycles, through Saturn cycles, Jupiter cycles. All right. But today we're going to talk about the quadrants. And here we have the first quadrant of personal development. All right. Now it's interesting because you have four planets in Virgo, third house. The sun sign's also there. This is important because the surroundings and how you interact with friends, neighbors, the communication has to be clear. All right. Third house is a mental body house, a communication house, but it's important also to make sure when communicating that Don't just pour out the energy and don't take any in. Okay. Try to avoid this. Try to be an active agent in communication, or not always being the active agent in communication, but also passive. So, in other words, it's a lot of energy down there. You have to learn to listen to others, actively listen to others. There's a sense of restlessness also with this energy in the third house. A lot of this has to do with, again, that first quadrant, which needs development. Okay. It's a small quadrant, and we want it to get up to 90 degrees and balance out the chart. But some of the things that can be done is with third house qualities for this first quadrant is short travels. Like, make sure that you're not trying to escape self, but there's an energy here where you need to get out of the everyday pattern of everyday life and integrate traveling into the routine. Okay. Yeah. And finally, it's also important, don't leave people in the dark. Be very clear about your real thoughts, your real intentions. And with this chart being heavily influenced by Virgo, you probably already do that. But through symbol, I can see how this is an intense personality. All right, let's go back to the chart rulers. So let's just say there is an imbalance of personal development. One thing I like to do, and through symbol, I like to identify the chart rulers of the quadrants. The first quadrant ruler is Cancer, right? And the ruling planet is the moon. So this means that, again, a lot of that third house that I just described, if you have the capacity to know this about yourself, look up a lot of the third house qualities and implement the planetary forces of the moon. Now, that's moon is emotions. And also the moon is change. Okay. Be open to changing a lot of the be open to change, but at the same time use the Virgo expressions to identify what the changes may bring, because definitely want to make sure the quality of life goes up notches, not down notches, right? Let's see. So, with your Pluto in the fourth house, this is very important. We talked about the sun a little bit, because the sun is where you're shining light on what you want to focus on in this lifetime to a degree. But with Pluto in the fourth house, it's important that within your personal development that you don't take things for granted on a day-to-day basis. Okay. Especially everyday communications. And this could include neighbors, relatives, your work. But Pluto will make sure that can be triggered in circumstances, in immediate environments, because this will create the psychological change and inner regeneration needed for your personal development growth, for expanded awareness and consciousness growth, and the overall soul growth. But Pluto in your third house will also make it necessary to examine old beliefs, daily beliefs, and be open to new beliefs. Okay. And this is to, again, expand awareness. And to expand awareness is to experience. We want to experience as much as possible in this life because it helps us in the long run. And some of the experiences may cause us to be upset in the beginning, especially having a Cancer ascendant, right? Lots of exploration in psychology. And also, this is a short travel house. I'm talking about the third house a lot because you got four planets in there. And it's also a small quadrant. But short travels, short distances, they can also trigger important changes. And these will have far-reaching effects, meaning it'll help with new perspectives and it's better in the long run. Okay. So revisiting the chart ruler, which is your moon in the third house. The moon represents an area of life where in another lifetime it was very habitual, very stuck, very bound, very set in the ways of doing things. And so in this life, the moon represents change. And so it was agreed based off your pre-incarnation intent, which was your soul wanted to focus on this area. But you have plenty of help with the planetary energies. And that's probably why Uranus is next to your moon, because Uranus will create chaotic situations. And then you have Pluto right there next to it in conjunction, 1 degree off, along with your sun. So this, I mean, this is intense. I do think that a lot of change will happen within your life when it comes to left brain activities, because this is a mental body house. I wouldn't be surprised if psychology is, or some kind of counseling was implemented and integrated within your life. All right. Let me see here. With your Virgo influences, it's important to realize the quality most needed for a balance is a broader perspective. All right. We need to watch out for some of the defects of being irritable and selfish, because that will cause the chaos, which probably in the other lifetime with Pluto and Uranus next to your moon, there was a lot of chaotic experiences, which most likely your energy field is symbolic by the degree of the first quadrant for personal development, which is small. And the goal in this lifetime is to expand the first quadrant. So watch out for the criticisms and skepticism, right? We get lost in the details. Again, I've got three planets in Virgo, third house myself, and we can have excessive rationalization. And with the Cancer ascendant, I'm not sure about you, but the pessimism isn't as extreme as I do know as with other Virgos. But we have great qualities, or the Virgo influences have great qualities. There's very thoughtfulness, very can be very sensitive, cautious, intelligent, and intuitive. And to a degree, there is a little bit of synergy of innocence with that Cancer ascendant. All of that will be beneficial for your first quadrant personal development growth. Now let's move on to the second quadrant, family development. And you can also view, or you can meditate on key seven, the chariot, because the moon, I mean, excuse me, Cancer is assigned to key seven in tarot. Okay. Now, Libra, the ruler of Libra, Saturn, way up here in Pisces. Okay. Key 11 on tarot is assigned to Libra. As we can see, also that, oh, excuse me. No, the ruler of Libra is Venus. And your Venus is in Libra, right here. Now, Saturn is exalted in Libra, but your Saturn is in Pisces, in the ninth house. So as for family development, you do have three planets, Venus, Mars, and Neptune. They most likely are positioned there based off pre-incarnate intents that will again help a lot of the personal development quadrant, which is small. Okay. The large quadrants means it's very well developed within your subconsciousness. And also, I've noticed that you have four planets on the right side of your chart and six on the left. And this essentially means that you're here more to create destiny than to fulfill destiny. And all that means is on the right side of the chart, if it had more planets, you would be here more of service to others and to be of service, more of service to humanity in a non-individual way. But you have more planets on the left side of the chart. So this is just a snapshot that lets us see that you're really here to focus more on you and your development. And when you do this, then it will reverberate out and be of service to others. If that makes sense. Because your personal growth is very important in this lifetime. Now, with Venus being your ruler and Venus being in the fourth house, this chart shows that the subconscious realm ruled by Venus is not as fiery as if there was an Aries zodiac sign in the fourth house. It's there is a tenderness within this personality within this chart. We can see with the Cancer ascendant and the Libra Venus within the depths of the subconsciousness and in the fourth house, the mother house, right? The home life. Venus loves beauty. Now, Mars and Neptune in the fifth house, they're there, they're positioned or is sort of creating a snapshot of emotional depth can be very intense. The lower influence of Mars can be very detrimental to the subjective perspective, which you only have two planets on the top half, the objective point of view. The bottom half, you have eight. And so the lower influences of Mars, the aggression, the anger, the uncontrolled passions, the impulsiveness, which also with the Virgo influences, this is very intense on the inner world, but it's important that self-expression is adamant in the daily life. Okay, that's how emotions and feelings move. That's how they're discharged from within. We have to be able to get to a point in our life where we can self-express. And Mars in the fifth house will actually take action and help this individual express the feelings that need to come out, rather than be in the depths of that fixed water at Scorpio. Mars is at home in Scorpio traditionally. The higher octave of Scorpio, the ruler is Pluto. But the spiritual dignity and the perseverance that Mars will bring when it comes to your emotional body, that will be very necessary. Okay. And as for Neptune, okay, the detachment can be important when it comes to creating meanings on the outside world, because we don't want to get too distracted. And this chart shows that it's a very subjective reality, very subjective, heavy world. So it's important to be compassionate and forgiving towards yourself during this family development. All right. It's already a large quadrant, so it's already well developed. Probably not a lot of issues when it comes to, now I'm generalizing, okay, when it comes to working through family development. But through family development can help the personal development. All right, now, as for the social development, we have Capricorn and the ruler Saturn. All right, key 15, the devil. Saturn is assigned to key 15. And Saturn will be influential when it comes to social development, because it rules the quadrant, and it's in the quadrant. Just by glancing at this chart, it is also a small quadrant, and the structure that will be needed, Saturn will be able to provide that, because at a higher level of Saturn, when we have limits, right? That's when we actually charge our power. We can actually be very determined, and fidelity will be created for the spiritual path, right? But just watch out for the lower level of Saturn, especially since your ninth house and third house, they work to balance each other out, left brain, right brain. The lower level of Saturn can create inferiority complexes, right? And we can be very selfish, stubborn, and generate a lot of fear. And that tug of war between the third house and the ninth house, with those planetary influences, will create quite the dynamic. All right. But luckily, it's I do see how your third house of Virgo, once the realizations and the aha moments come with your own personal growth and spiritual unfoldment, that this probably won't be an issue. The progressive chart with the lifeline would actually reveal more details, but we're looking at this chart from a very high level. Now, the career development, Pisces is on the cusp. It's also the midheaven, and the Pisces Oh, the ruler of Pisces is Neptune. Okay. That's the higher octave. And it's down here in Scorpio. There is Jupiter in the 12th house. Jupiter in the 12th house actually has a very powerful significance. Even though it's in Gemini, it isn't the Jupiter placement is in the 12th house. What's great about Jupiter in your 12th house is that even the transit right now, Jupiter is just left Gemini back in June and entered Cancer for a year. So your Jupiter right now is very close to home. Jupiter in the 12th house can be very beneficial because not only does it represent endings and then new beginnings after the essentially habitual change can surface from within yourself without you even encountering any fear or resistance with Jupiter in the 12th house. Okay. Jupiter has also been known within the 12th house as sort of a protector type of energy. And there will be a lot of compassion for yourself and towards the others that are around you. Very empathetic. And that goes along with that Cancer ascendant. Then finally, with Jupiter in the 12th house, I think about how teachers will come into your life so that you can continue to grow and unfold from within. And also, after that experience, the role will flip and you'll enter someone's life and be their teacher and their friend. And that'll be beneficial for both individuals' growth. Now, as for career development, the word career, there's nothing wrong with having a career. Of course, we have to work in within our society, but the soul on a soul level, the essence of growth in this lifetime is going to be in personal development, and a career can be nothing more than a vehicle for personal development and social development, the two small quadrants. Okay. Now, self-expression is going to be very important, especially with Neptune being the ruler of the fourth quadrant. And it's down there in the fifth house. All right. The tarot key. 18, tarot key 18, key 18, the moon is assigned to Pisces. All right. Also, go a little bit deeper. No, I'm not going to go deeper with tarot because we got to move on. I want to finish this recording with vibrational astrology. All right. Your strongest harmonic is the 301st vibe. A little bit about vibrational astrology. It's a mathematical equation that will take all the angles and the planets and then magnify orbs of the aspects from the summation. So, in other words, your strongest vibe is 301. And I just listed some qualities here that are some characteristics of your strongest vibe. We all have 360 vibes. All right. Now, the first harmonic is your natal chart, right? Your first harmonic is your natal chart. We magnify this chart with vibrational astrology using mathematics. And then this is your strongest harmonic. All right, there's a Also look at the trines, the gifts. So think about the personal development along with these characteristics of your 301st vibe. Your inner world, especially with your Jupiter in 12th house, I can actually see how with your analytical mind and the intensity that you bring forth in this lifetime, Tarot Key 4, excuse me, not Tarot Key 4, but the Four of Wands, the Lord of Perfected Work. You celebrate your accomplishments and enjoy stability from your creations, right? All right, well, I'm going to stop the video because it's been about 30 minutes. And that was just a very high level overview. I sort of just talk freely and express what I see. But normally, when I do an astrology chart reading, it's very in depth. And I kind of just want to skim the surface and let people know that vibrational astrology and astrology analysis with tarot and looking for patterns, there's a lot that we can reveal about our vibration that we carry into this lifetime, which is very self-empowering. And of course, let's see here. There we go. And hopefully that was helpful. And it was an honor to read your chart, and thank you.